Even before the storm closed in on the Texas coast, disaster struck today during the evacuation. A busload of elderly and disabled nursing home patients was heading away from the coast. In Wilmer, Texas, just south of Dallas, the bus was almost to its destination when fire swept through the bus. That fire possibly started by a spark in faulty brakes. At least 24 people died. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA in Dallas reports.
The bus from the Brighton Gardens Assisted Living Facility in Bel Air near Houston had been on the slow-going northbound road since yesterday, according to officials. The driver fixed a flat before sunrise, then started moving again. Dallas County Sheriff Sergeant Don Parrott says that's when a fire may have started near a wheel well, maybe from the brakes. Passengers in cars noticed smoke and called 911, and the flaming bus pulled over. Several officers responded.
They indicated as soon as they arrived that the bus was fully involved, that they tried to board the bus, that the smoke and the heat pulled them back. One of the deputies shined a flashlight into the bus and could hear people inside and asked them to come towards the light because he couldn't go back towards them.
Parrott says that's when explosions started going off, probably from medical oxygen tanks. Dr. Paul Pepe, Parkland Hospital's director of medical emergency services, spoke with the 9 survivors brought to his hospital.
You had an instant fire just take off and literally explosion probably from the oxygen. So it was pretty clear cut why the people towards the back of the bus were killed outright. Not only could they not get out, but I think that they were probably severely injured right away.
Pepe says 7 people in the front of the bus got out relatively okay, and of his 9 patients, 1 is classified in critical condition. The driver, who tried to save some passengers, also survived along with 3 caretakers. But the other 24 died, many where they sat. Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price says body identification could take weeks.
There were a few head skulls were in place, but very few, and that's the real challenge, which means they can get some dental. But more than that, anything other than that, like I said, they're going to primarily be working from tissue remains. Never seen a scene like this. It's rough.
The bus was cleared from the road to clear up the massive traffic jam. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate to see if they can determine the cause of the fire and explosion. They'll look into the condition of the bus and its safety record. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.